Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this episode, we're going to talk about what is the ideal age to retire. Now, this answer is very personal, and it's up to everybody to decide when is the right age for them. But I'm going to go through some various situations at each age level and discuss whether this is the right time or not. Now, there are many factors when it comes to retiring. First of all, you want to look at the length of time you spent in school. That average is 17 years if you start from kindergarten through college. The cost of your education, whether you have student loans, whether you have multiple jobs in your career, because you're going to probably search and search until you find something you really want to do. Whether you went to graduate school, whether you have children, whether you rent or own, the desire to spend time with aging parents, your healthcare costs, passive income generation, how much you enjoy your job, your overall health, and your life expectancy. So these are various variables to consider regards to when is the right age to retire. And if you look at the average age for men and women retiring in America, that age is about 65 years old for men and 63 years old for women. And the trend to work longer for men since the early 1990s, when that age was more like 62 or 3 years younger, is probably due to changes in Social Security, pension eligibility, in other words, less pension, less strenuous work, longer and healthier lives, more educational requirements, right? Everybody seems like they need a college degree to get a job that a high schooler could have got 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and also a decline of retiree health insurance, which is a big problem. Health insurance costs have soared over time, and a lot of people are saying, you know what, I better continue to work for as long as possible, or at least until I can get some Medicaid coverage before I retire. And for women, that age is 63, and I think the reason why it's also been increasing is due to increased workforce participation, plus all the same reasons that men face as well. So in the land of equality, I suspect the average retirement ages between men and women will eventually be the same and slowly rise as we live longer. Now, in order to retire responsibly, I think everyone needs at least 20 times their average annual expenses in liquid net worth. In other words, not the net worth in your primary residence to be able to retire. So if you have $100,000 annual spend, having $2 million in stocks, bonds, CDs, and cash is the minimum you should have before you should be able to comfortably retire. Because if you have less than that, you're always going to wonder, hey, what if a downturn really hits my investments? Or something, what if something happens, like an accident, and so forth. Now, originally, I used 20 times average annual income to achieve before actually being able to retire. Using income is much more conservative since most of us are saving 20 to sometimes 50% of our income. Social Security and your passive income should help minimize your drawdown of principal, and my ideal withdrawal rate in retirement is not touching principal at all, just living off only the income generated from your investments. But then a lot of people complain, well, 20 times average annual income is so much. I think the right amount is more like 20 times expenses and so forth. Whatever the case may, you better have at least 20 times your average annual expenses and preferably 20 times your average annual income before you eject and never go back to work. Now, the thing about work is if you decide to retire really early and you fail at retirement, well, guess what? The earlier you retire, the earlier and the easier it is to be able to go back to work. Maybe that's due to perceived age discrimination, or maybe it's because you're still young enough where you can reinvent yourself or learn new things. Whereas the older you get, maybe it's a little bit harder. It probably is a little bit harder because you have different things going on in your life. So let's run through the various age ranges and discuss where someone might be in their lives. So let's talk about ages 20 to 30. Unless you're leaving work to be an entrepreneur or a stay-at-home parent, this is a suboptimal age range to retire, even if you have the money. Your energy and enthusiasm will generally be the greatest at this age. You're going to be really bright-eyed and hopeful, and you want to get things done. So to spend your time like just chilling out on the beach doing nothing, I think would be a real big shame. After all, you spent 17 years of your life going, going to school and learning something. Don't you want to use what you learn to make some kind of contribution or see what you can do? You're expected to live another 50 to 60 years, so the ratio of learning to work to leisure is quite off. So I give it a thumbs down to retire before the age of 30. Okay, now 31 to 35, most people are only starting to gain confidence at work after they've hit 30. Before then, you're basically just learning on the job. You're a cost center trying to do your best to contribute to the business. So like, why else do you think there are no CEOs under 30 except for at startups that have failure rates of over 90%? Your 30s is a time to leverage all the experience you've gained in your 20s to position yourself for greater rewards. So unless you have something very clearly in mind that you want to do in retirement, to retire before the age of 35, I also think is quite premature and it truncates your potential. Let's move on to 36 to 40. So after 5 years of seeing what you can do in your 30s, you realize that more money and power gets a little bit old after a while. You're still young enough to try something new, but you may be getting squeezed by a mortgage and kids, also your aging parents. And just as 30 was a big age for the motivationally inclined, 40 is equally big because this may seem like your last chance to change your destiny or be stuck doing the same thing in the same industry for the rest of your life, which is kind of depressing. Now, if you move to ages 41 to 45, you're likely in your prime earning years, making leaving your job that much harder, which is one of the big risks of waiting too long before pulling the ripcord. But after 20 years of work, you won't feel as much shame retiring or taking things down a notch. After all, you've been working longer than the time you spent at school, and you're also starting to feel that life speed is accelerating. 50 is right around the corner, and you think more about your mortality because you're probably less in shape and more injury prone than you once were. You feel like it's now or never to make a move. Let's look at 46 to 50. The closer you are to 50, the more you may be wondering how you lasted so long working at a job that doesn't tickle your soul and get you excited every single day. Can you truly say that the work you do makes a positive impact on society? Think about all the people who went to prestigious schools who end up working at Facebook right now. I mean, Facebook is getting raked over its coals because it follows you, you are the product, and they breach your privacy, they sell your data, and they just target these ads and try to manipulate people all day long. And I don't know if that's good. Do you really feel good working at Facebook, even though it's considered one of the most prestigious companies to work for? I mean, I think people are second-guessing their decisions now. So be honest with yourself. You may begin to wonder how your life might have been different if you had taken the leap of faith earlier. If you have kids, you may be questioning whether spending all that time away from them working was truly worth it, since they'll soon be entering their own phase of independence. Ages 51 to 60, perhaps you've waited this long because you wanted your kids to get through college, or maybe you just couldn't quit the money and the prestige granted upon you after 30 years of work. Or maybe you're lucky enough to have a pension that keeps on paying you more for every additional year you work past 20 years. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people stay until about 60, is because of that pension. That pension is just too hard to quit. And it makes sense. If you have a pension for life, you might as well keep on working until you can get that pension and try to live as long as possible. So I understand why you'd want to stay until 60. And for those who are retiring after 60, I think a lot of folks feel a sense of accomplishment for lasting this long. I mean, truly, to be able to work 30, 40 years is quite an accomplishment. And you also feel a great amount of nostalgia. You know, people say, where did all the time go? I've spoken to many 60-plus retirees, and they all wonder, wow, how did time go by so quickly? And the most common feedback they gave was, gosh, they wish they had taken more risk when they were younger. Now, please listen to this. They wish they could have taken more risk while they were younger. So in other words, they overestimated how much downside risk there was if they did something new. And when they look back, they realize, hey, you know what? Probably nothing really bad or as bad would have happened if I took some chance to do something crazy and wacky or join a different company or decided to change careers or go back to school or whatnot. So really take that to heart, that I think the fear in our heads is often much greater than reality. In the post, I created a chart that basically quantifies the ideal retirement age in order to maximize happiness and minimize regret. Now, I used four variables, really simple: income, freedom, potential, return on education, and I added up the total scores, 1 to 10, 10 being the best, and came to the conclusion that ages 41 to 45 is the ideal age. So for income, 9 out of 10, you know, you're at almost your maximum earnings power. Freedom, 7 out of 10, you know, freedom, I give it a 10 out of 10 when you're 20 and 25, right? But it slowly goes down because you have less freedom, less time to enjoy your freedom. But still, 7 out of 10 is respectable. And then potential, I'd give it a 10. You've basically, by the time you're 45, maximized your full potential in my mind. It's either now or never. I mean, look, you're out of school, out of college for over 20 years. If you haven't maximized your potential yet, it might never come. And then finally, a return on education, I gave it a 9 out of 10. You've gone to school for 17 years, but you've worked for over 20 years. That's pretty good. When I was 30, my goal was to retire in 2017 at the age of 40. I figured after spending my 20s learning, I should spend my entire 30s earning. I went to business school at Berkeley, and I graduated in 2006, and that was like 2.5, 3 years of my life going part-time, and that was pretty brutal. And I wanted to maximize that education as much as possible. I have a lot of friends who actually went to business school, you know, spend big bucks, like great business schools, and then they decided to get married 2, 3 years later and have kids, and they never went back to work. And, you know, in confidence, they tell me, maybe going to business school wasn't a great idea, because I clearly didn't leverage and maximize my education. But on the flip side, they were able to meet really eligible people, and they're happy with that. So now that I'm almost 41, I'm glad I didn't wait until 40 to leave the workplace for good, because life doesn't end once you retire. It simply morphs. And even though I no longer consider myself retired with all the work that goes into running Financial Samurai and being a stay-at-home dad, I mean, I'm telling you folks, it's like 80 hours a week. You know, it's sometimes it's 4 a.m. You wake up, do some work until the baby wakes up, and then got to take over for 2, 3 hours. And then a lot of times it goes until 8 or 9 p.m. But since 2012, I did a lot of things. I wrote a book called How to Engineer Your Layoff. We traveled to 30 plus new countries in Europe and Asia. I bumped up my USTA tennis ranking to 5-0, consulted for several financial tech companies, built this site, Financial Samurai, into over 1 million organic page views a month, grew passive income by 2.5x, bought and remodeled a fixer, became a foster child mentor, became a high school tennis coach, and became a father. So life simply morphs. I have been so busy after leaving the workforce. It's been awesome because basically I have all the time to focus on doing what I really, really want to do or what I'm curious in doing. The only reason why I left the workforce at age 34 and a half was because I had a severance, and the severance paid out 5 years of living expenses. So essentially, the severance accelerated my early retirement by 5 years. And also, I had a clear idea of what I wanted to do, what I really loved to do. I'd been writing on Financial Samurai during off-work hours for 2.5, almost 3 years. And I thought, this is so fun. There's so much potential. I know exactly what I wanted to do. And I also wanted to write that book since I was in the process of negotiating my severance as well. And I think many of you will discover new things you really care about that you might not have had any idea before leaving the workforce. For example, not only do I enjoy writing, I've discovered since leaving full-time work that I really enjoy working with kids. Sometimes they might, you know, be too rough and tumble and hurt me by tackling me too much. Sometimes they'll tell me to shut up. But that's all part of the process of being a good mentor, teacher, and coach. And these are all things that I'm doing. And what I'd love to do in the near future is teach kids about online media and entrepreneurship, some practical applications of their education while at school, at the school my son plans to attend. I mean, how cool would that be? And maybe that might be a that might give him a leg up to get into this school or whatnot. And it'll give me something meaningful to do while also, you know, being able to see and participate in the community and see, you know, what he's up to. And maybe he's not going to think it's cool that his old man is always there, but I think I will, and I think I'll really, really enjoy the environment because I love to educate and work with kids. To conclude, I want to emphasize how important the value of time is and how we value time more and more the older we get simply because we have less of it. I don't regret a single day that I left a very healthy paycheck back in 2012 to do what I want. We overestimate how much money we need to be happy, and we underestimate how much happiness freedom brings. I'm telling you, folks, freedom is priceless. I don't care if you gave me 10 million bucks. I would never trade that freedom that I had since 2012 away. No way. Just know that if retirement doesn't suit you, you can always do freelance work, part-time work, or go back to full-time work. I think the ideal amount of hours to work a week is about 20 to 25 hours a week. So much of time at the office is wasted on meetings, small talk, hour, 2 hour long lunches, and commuting. Oh my God, commuting is horrendous and so inefficient. And sometimes you might get in an accident, sometimes you might get a ticket. Sometimes you might be stuck in traffic for hours because there's another accident. Commuting is hell. And hopefully, when you leave the full-time workplace, you can spend your hours, 20 to 25 hours a week, doing something you really like to do instead of what you have to do for money. But everything comes down to aggressive savings and aggressive investing. If you can get at least 20 times your annual expenses in liquid savings and investments, I think you're good to go. I think you can be able to take some risks to do something new. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and hit me up with some comments and let me know your thoughts on what is the ideal age range to retire. Thanks.